Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress press on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Yay. Welcome.
Welcome.
Tuesday, guys. We have an excellent episode awaiting you. Before we dive in, I just want to remind you, if you can, hop onto the Apple App Store. Review us and rate us 5 stars. We love your little reviews. They make our day.
They really do. Kirby and I screenshot them and then send them to each other.
We're like, aw, they're so nice to us. So thank you guys if you've done that. And if you haven't, we would really appreciate your support. Also remember that you can connect with us over social media. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at Los Angeles Pod and on Facebook at Los Angeles. Join our Facebook group and have a gay old time. Yeah.
I love that pitch. I love it. Okay. We don't have that much beauty news this week, but we just wanted to talk about a few things. Kirby, what's going on in the foot skincare world?
Very important that baby foot, the exfoliating foot mask that makes your skin on your feet soft as a baby's, they are having a global shortage of baby foot, guys. That means
this is important news.
This is important. And luckily for me, I ordered 3 baby foot on baby foot on their website just this week, and I am apparently going to receive them.
Wow.
So get them while you can. If you see them available, just purchase them. You never know when you might need one.
Seriously. And what better time than now to let your foot skin shed than in the comfort of your home during quarantine?
It's truly a grossly satisfying moment. Okay, on that note.
So Ulta Beauty is now offering curbside pickup at more than 350 of their stores.
Interesting.
So California included lifted bans on businesses, some businesses, you should say. So like sports retailers, florists, like I thought they were kind of random, but
yeah,
whatever.
I think they're extremely random.
I want to know like how they decided what stores they were going to allow open.
Yeah, and I think it's like a proximity thing too. Like, I know that Gavin Newsom has said the reason why salons aren't reopening in this phase is because of how close people have to be to each other, which that's a tangent for another day.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, they're saying that retail stores and florists and some restaurants can even have some capacity of people like dining in. I don't know.
Yeah.
For the record, I'm not doing any of these things.
Yeah. So it's available if you are interested. I don't know if it's available in LA, is it?
For
like, is Ulta open in LA?
That's the unknown. That's the unknown.
Anyways, if you are interested in picking up some of your favorite makeup products curbside at Ulta, be sure to check and see if your location is offering it, because it's not all stores across the country. It's just 350 of them. So, but we'll see how long, you know, is this, how long this will last. Like, is this the new normal for a while? Are they going to open their doors in like a Trader Joe's fashion and let, you know, 10, 30 people in at a time?
We don't know.
But it's not the same because you can't browse.
No.
Like, comfortably. You just got to go in there and grab your must-haves and leave.
Woman with a mission. Get in and get out. No lollygagging. Side note, I feel like I should name something the curbside. Like the bright side. The curbside. Maybe I should come up with something. The curbside. I'm into it. I'm going to do that.
That can be like another segment of the Kirby grip. And then curbside could be something else.
The curbside. Okay, great. Babyfoot shortage. Ulta curbside pickup. That's your news for the week. Can you tell? We're a little loopy.
Also, there's really not that much happening. I'm sorry. We like want to deliver like,
I know,
hard-hitting news, but this is just the state of the world right now. So.
Yeah, totally. All right. So that leads us to what's on your face? Perfect. Sarah, we actually should start rehearsing our little intros, like Los Angeles and what's on your face.
Why? I think they're perfect. What's on your face, Curbs?
So this is not currently on my face, but it's been around my face and I'm very happy about it. I got sent the Hey Dewey personal humidifier. I'd actually been telling people to pick up Hey Dewey as a humidifier because it's so cute and little and portable, but they sent me one. And I'm really psyched about it. This has been doing wonders for my skin. This is how it functions. It's a little tiny, like a little bit bigger than I would say like a Coke can.
Yeah.
Humidifier. And you use a USB to plug it in. And it can run for 10 continuous hours, which I find amazing. Fun fact, I went to bed at 2 a.m. last night and I woke up at 8 a.m. and it was still going strong. Still a very, you know,
wow,
conscious stream of the steam. It's not steam because it's not hot. It's just a humidifier.
The mist.
There you go. So what do humidifiers do? Humidifiers are great for your skin. It puts moisture back into the air so that your skin is not dry. If you have noticed, oh my gosh, the skin on my face, the skin on my body is more dry than normal, it's because you're cooped up in the home. Let's be real. We're all cooped up and we're running the AC, we're running the heaters, whatever we need to run. Because apparently it's like 30 degrees and snowing in Pittsburgh.
What?
This weekend. Yeah, I know. Wild, wild times. Sorry to anybody living in Pittsburgh. But here in LA, it's so hot. So we're like running the AC nonstop.
Yeah.
And I just noticed my skin was drier than normal, especially on my face, and this has really just helped. I keep it on my bedside table, I turn it on, I fill it up with water, and I let it just, you know,
mist
directly like on my pillow in my direction, and it's super quiet. It doesn't make a lot of noise, and I'm a really big fan. And apparently you can plug this thing in your car.
Yeah, on the plane. I've seen people bring on their plane. I have one too. I thought about doing that, but I was like, that's just so extra. But amazing that you can do that. That you have the option.
Totally amazing. I'm like, this is great. And obviously, you know, a lot of the language on the site is like, it's great for your desk, you know, desk side, you know, at work. And it's like, well, you know, things have changed a little bit. But
yeah.
But it's still great when you're working from home to have a little mist going to infuse. So if you feel like no skincare, no amount of moisturizer or serum is helping with your dry skin, invest in a humidifier and maybe try this one to kick things off, because you can take it with you everywhere.
Also great because everyone is giving themselves at-home facials right now. And what a fun way to start the facials, make it feel a little bit more luxurious, right?
Totally. So yeah, that's the Hey Dewey Personal Humidifier. It's $40 and it's the cutest thing ever. I love it.
Great.
All right, Sarah, what is on your face?
Okay, so Verst, one of our favorite brands, has a new sunscreen, which, have you tried it yet?
I haven't tried it yet. No.
Oh, you haven't tried it yet?
No.
Okay, you should. You would love it.
Yeah.
Kirby, what are my favorite things about a sunscreen? What am I looking for?
You're looking for something that's going to rub into your skin and not leave a white cast.
Yep.
You want that.
Ding, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding,
you want the reef safe. You want the non-nano zinc oxide. You want some skincare ingredients to bring your skin to life. And you want the broad spectrum protection.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're
and welcome. That's all. That you nailed it.
Great.
I feel like I feel like our listeners could tell us what I look for in a sunscreen because
totally.
I talk about it so much. But this is actually such a good formula. Like Kirby said, it blends into my skin really, really well. It doesn't call itself invisible, but it definitely blends in well enough where it does not leave a cast. I'm going to show Kirby on my hand. It has like a peach tone.
Yeah, it has a little tint to it.
Yeah, but it doesn't, it's not tint, it's not like a skin tint. Okay, I just put too much, but you get it.
Your hand is going to be so protected.
I know, I love it.
So cute, and it's called...
It doesn't have... Yes, sorry.
Verst Guards Up.
Mineral sunscreen. It protects from sun rays, environmental pollution, and digital pollution, aka your screen that is constantly on in front of your face during quarantine.
Totally.
How many hours do you spend on your phone?
Oh my God.
Does it tell you?
I'm not even going to say. It's horrendous.
Okay.
It's actually horrendous. I saw that the other day and I was like, no.
I know. I'm like, can you not? How do I disable this function? I don't mean these
notifications. Yeah, I'm like, stop telling me, okay?
These are hard times.
Enough is enough.
Someone told me that theirs was 3 hours, and I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, truly. Truly. You must hate communicating with the world. Like,
yeah.
At that point, it's like you're either asleep for, 21 hours a day, or you have decided you have had enough with the world. And you know what? I don't blame you in that case. I don't blame you.
Or you're lying because it's at least 5 hours.
True.
Anyways, back to this amazing sunscreen. It has non-nano zinc oxide, which is the safest SPF active available, safe for our bodies, also safe for the ocean. So it's reef safe. It also has the skincare that Kirby mentioned. It's got moringa seed extract. It's got sea fennel. And of course, it comes in a post-consumer recycled plastic.
Great.
Because Verst is all about that, sustainability. So I love it. It's kind of a small bottle, but it's got 1.7 fluid ounces, I would say, which is great because then you could travel with it. But I think a little bit goes a long way. And it actually makes your skin look kind of dewy. I like it.
Ooh.
Love a dewy.
I haven't tried it yet.
Sunscreen finish.
I can't wait to get it on my face. I love that you're bringing up sunscreen. I know you talked about sunscreen, last week with Dermalogica.
Yeah.
This obviously is like a more affordable version. It's $22. But it's still important that you are continuing to wear your sunscreen, guys. We had a meeting with Neutrogena, and they talk a lot about sun protection and how people, because of this pandemic, are kind of skimping on their sun protection. They're not as worried about it. They're more concerned about, wearing a mask and sanitizing their hands. Obviously, things that are very important, but they said that sun protection is kind of skimped, and May is Melanoma Awareness Month. So it's really important that you are still wearing sunscreen no matter what, every single day, inside, outside, and making sure that you're really taking care of your skin, especially because, melanoma is a skin cancer that is rampant. It's rampant. It's a more popular form of cancer these days. So,
and summer is coming up and we will be able to spend a little bit more time outdoors, hopefully. Yeah, definitely try this if you are looking for a more affordable sunscreen. They sell them at Target. It's got SPF 35.
Ooh, great.
More than 30.
I like a good a good SPF 30 plus.
So yeah.
Awesome.
Do us a favor. Protect your face, guys. Thanks.
Also, please share with us your favorite sunscreen.
Yeah, I would love. We're going to do that episode. We'll do Los Angeles listener favorites, Kirby and Sarah favorites.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, guys. So
let us know.
Let us know. Now, we would like to introduce our guest. And this is a man who I love dearly.
And now I love dearly.
Yes. It's like my work wife and my work husband have like met officially and worked together. So An Co Tran is our guest today on the show. An is an expert stylist. He is the creative director for Milbon. He is the co-owner of Ramirez Trans Salon, one of the top salons based in Los Angeles. And he is the creator of the lived-in haircut and the new wave styling technique. We wanted him to come on the show because
it's Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, and he has such an incredible story. Was born in Vietnam and immigrated here to the States with his family, one of 10 kids, and just is, I think, the epitome of the American dream. Really, really just touched our hearts for him to open up and share his incredible story with us. And then on top of that, just like fucking kills it. Like literally, there are so many of you who have probably unknowingly, even if you don't know who he is, have saved his tutorials or haircuts on your Instagram.
Yep. He is like the Pinterest king when it comes to hair photos. He is really the guy that perfected the haircut photo. You know, before people didn't know how to take pictures of their haircut to share with people. It was always like the face and it was weird. Mm-hmm. He's the one that was like, okay, side profile, back, fingers through the hair. Like,
totally.
When you go and get your haircut with him, he always wants to take photos afterwards of, you know, what you look like. And he will give you a master class on how to pose to show off your hair. So,
oh, I need that.
He's fabulous. He's going to give, your hair is going to look amazing. I mean, your hair already is amazing, but like with what he can do with how much hair you have, it's going to be fabulous. I want you to go like Bob. Like I want to see an A-line.
Okay. Not an A-line.
You would look.
That just reminds me of like a housewife from the suburbs. But no, I eventually will go back to a bob because my hair is getting way too long and like I just keep, it's at that point where it's like I just keep wearing it up just to get it out of my face.
I wish that my hair would grow as fast as yours. But anyways, guys, we digress. An is our guest. A tear may have been shed during this interview. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope it touches you. I hope it makes you happy and I hope you learn something. And without any further ado, take it away, An. He's not going to take it away. It's going to be one of us.
It's not because it's us. Yeah.
Enjoy anyways, guys.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, guys. I'm so excited because the man that's on the podcast today is truly one of my favorite people of all time. He has seen my hair through some dire days. He is the reason why I'm obsessed with hair extensions. He's also the reason why I haven't cut my hair in quarantine, okay? I hear him at all times. So please welcome An Co Tran to the podcast.
Oh, yeah! I'm so honored. Are you kidding me, Kirby? Sarah, I love you guys. So yeah, anything for you guys.
I can't believe that it's taken this long to get you on, but honestly, I think we wanted to make sure that we figured our shit out before we got you on.
Yeah,
you're such an important guest.
No,
yes.
I'm super honored. So I'm you know, everything takes time. So everything is about timing. So it's all good. It's wonderful, and I'm glad to be on air.
And now we have all the time in the world.
Yeah, apparently.
I know. It's so crazy. We definitely want to talk to you about that for sure. But yes, Sarah actually just interviewed on for Allure Magazine. We're going to link to the article. It's a really, really beautiful article about Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. It included Patrick Ta. Daniel Martin was in it, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So many amazing, amazing artists. So we're definitely going to share that. And I encourage you guys to go read for sure.
Thanks,
and with all that being said, Sarah, do you want to kick it off?
Yeah. So I had never had the pleasure of meeting An yet, although I feel like I know him because Kirby talks about him nonstop. And when we're allowed to go back to the real world, I will be accompanying her to the salon.
Yay!
But yeah, we got to chat last week, you know, interviewing him for this article, and I was just so blown away by his story. And I was like, okay, we need to like do a whole nother article just about you and get you on the pod to talk about this. So it's great because it is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, May. And so I would love if, obviously, I want everyone to read the article, but if you could just tell our Los Angeles listeners your story of how you came to the States. Like, I would consider you to be an example of like the American dream. And so I would just love if you could, yeah, tell us like how you came to the States and, you know, you're growing up in Texas and how you came to Southern California, all that.
Okay. Wow. It's a long story. You guys have time?
Yeah. We want to hear it.
All the time. Okay.
I'm actually, you know, it's really interesting. I am going to talk to my brother and sister who actually have more memories than I do. They just tell me the, you know, I guess the short version of it. I'm going to actually sit them down after all of this is done and actually going to record and actually write a whole, I guess, you know, a biography about it later on, you know, for my life. And it started in Vietnam. I was born in Vietnam in 1974. So right before the war ended, and, you know, the war ended in 1975. So my parents and my brother and sisters are still, you know, there and trying to cope with whatever happened, and Vietnam turned into communism. So they took it over. So my parents and my family were struggling, you know, because a lot of our rights are taken away, and, you know, anything when it comes to that, in any kind of like regime that comes over and take over, everything's, you know, all chaotic. And in 1978, you know, I guess our parents decided to take all of us, I would say eight of us, because my brother went separately. He went on a different boat, my oldest brother. But my parents decided to, you know, take all of us out of the country and full on exile in the middle of the night and on a fishing boat, because we're fishermen, so we know pretty much about fishing and the water off of Vietnam. I guess, what is that ocean? Is it Indian Ocean?
I think
maybe,
so.
It's maybe South China. I need to know about these things. They know about those things.
It was a big-ass ocean. That's all you need to
know. It's a huge ocean. And
you
and
were a baby.
I was a baby. I was like, I think... Yeah, I 4 years old. So I was a tiny, I was a baby. I didn't know much. So we left in the middle of the night and out in the ocean. And good thing that my parents and my brother and sisters know a lot about communicating with other boats. Because if you leave during that night and if you have no idea about, what is that when people flashes lights on you? I keep on calling it the wrong name.
Morse
codes.
Yeah, Morse
codes.
So
the other, there's pirates out to basically rob, kill, and just take your gold. Because that's all we had. We just take gold with us. I mean, the people who do have gold, they changed all the currency into gold and they left because there's no point taking currency. So the pirates know that. So the pirates from different countries, I guess they know that, and they would intercept the boat and they would steal the money, rape the women, and kill the man and throw off the kids. And there's a lot of like crazy, crazy stories that, you know, about the, off the water and stuff like that. So my parents know that. Good thing they know how to do Morse codes and is it Morse codes?
Morse code. Yeah. Morse code.
Morse codes. Morse code. I keep on saying Morse codes.
No, it's okay.
Morse codes. So, and I think the, I'm not quite sure how many people, what they say that it was over 100 people on the boat. And it was this fishing boat. It's one of those imagery that you see during the Vietnam War when people leave, when they fled the country. And it's like full on amount of people on the boat, like too many people. And you know, we would survive if it wasn't for the Malaysian government that helped us. They saw us. They were,
so you guys took the boat to Malaysia?
No, we were just selling out somewhere. And we know that we're going to go to either Malaysia.
With no destination?
Well, Malaysian the destination.
Okay.
But we didn't reach it.
Yeah.
So they saw us. They took us into rescue. And oh my gosh, there's this one imagery about like, we didn't have any photos and stuff like that, obviously. But there's imagery of like people rescuing and stuff like that. So every time I see that, it just brings tears to my eyes. It's just really, really sad. I don't remember any of this, by the way.
Yeah.
No memories of whatsoever. Because I think my mom said I was 4 years old, and also I was purple and blue because I was so seasick.
Oh,
couldn't eat anything. And we didn't have much to eat, and we just have like little things that we brought. So thank God for them to, rescue us. We were in refugee camp for like a year and a half, living all these, pretty much living in slums. But, they help us, they fed us and stuff like that. But, it's better than, living back in Vietnam when all that stuff was happening.
Yeah.
So all these different churches from the world and all the organizations were helping people like us, refugee people from either Australia or America or like Europe and stuff like that. So we were so blessed. We got rescued by or sponsored by a church in Austin, Texas, and that's how we came to Texas.
Yay, Texas!
Yeah, and I know
that's your
connection.
From
Texas, right?
Yeah, I'm from Austin.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, I'm getting emotional like hearing you tell this story.
Aww.
Like it just like
Aww.
Like what you and your family. I'm sorry. I'm just like just you're
and like the miracle of like that all of you survived and made it to the States is like you don't. Like, I have a lot of friends who are Vietnamese and, their families, of course, like, went through a similar situation, but not everyone survives,
no.
Families are torn apart, people get left behind and you just don't know. And so it's, like, such a blessing that, you guys all got to be sponsored back to Austin and came together. Like, it's truly just amazing.
Yeah.
It truly
really
is.
We were very blessed. And I love the fact that my parents were so courageous and knew the sacrifice would be really great. Like all of us would be gone, like in a heartbeat, if the boat sink, we're done. So knowing that, they just like, better out there than, back in Vietnam. So yeah, we were very, very blessed. And this church in Austin, Texas, I really need to get their name. I actually asked my sister and she's doing some research, like the actual name of the people who actually sponsor us. And my parents, one thing I really love about my parents is that they're very open-minded people. And I think that's how I got my open-mindedness because they're like, we're raised Buddhists, but they're like, these people want to help us. And one thing that we really need to pay respect is like to go to church every Sunday. So when we came to the States, it's not required, but we went to church every Sunday. I was in choir and I know a lot. Yeah, I know a lot about Christianity, more than Buddhism. And that was fine. And I think that was really wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think, wait a minute, and I remember this really well. So one thing that they really did and that was really, really sweet is that when we first got off the plane, I don't know why I remember this so well. Maybe it has to do with food because I'm such a foodie. I just love to eat. They gave us a bucket of church's fried chicken. They said,
yes,
welcome to America.
Church's chicken. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
I'm dead.
Were you like, okay, I'll stay.
You're like, they got fried chicken. I'm in. Done.
That's why I'm obsessed with fried chicken still. I love fried chicken. I really do. And sometimes I honestly don't tell my friends, so don't tell anyone. I'll just take a drive through. We don't have churches here, but we have KFC. Not the same.
Yeah.
So I'll just drive through. I'm like, and I just do it and I eat it and I'm like, oh my gosh, it was so bad. It was so, so good. It just, it's not.
I think there's like an immigrant, like Asian immigrant connection with fried chicken because my parents are the same exact way. They love Popeye's fried chicken. And I don't know, like, we could be, going out to like, or suggest like a nicer dinner and they'd be like, let's just go. We'll just pick up some Popeyes.
Yes.
Like, okay, great.
Oh my God. I love that they greeted you with a bucket of church's chicken.
Yeah. It was so good. It was like wonderful. I was just like, oh, I love this place. And we went to live in a four bedroom house. Yeah. So there's like, let me see, my mom, my dad, me, my three sisters. Wait, how many is that, right? Mom, dad, me, three sisters, so six, and then my four brothers. So there's like 10 of us.
Wow.
Yeah. In a four bedroom house.
It's crazy.
So I would pretty much go into a different room and sleep once I get to a certain age. So I slept with my parents because I was still young. I slept in between them, which I don't know why. I could have slept on the corner, but they wanted to sleep me in the sleep, slept in the middle with them. And then sometimes I would wake up in the middle of the night and be, you know, I think I was like 6 or 7 years old. And then I would wake up and be like, they're gone in the middle of the night. I'm like, where did they go? So I'll look out the window and I'll be like, in the middle of the night, they would go and dig into trash to look for aluminum cans or bottles to get recycled and, you know, to earn extra money. And I was like, oh, wow. I really didn't think of much. But like later on in life, I'm like, wow, they really sacrificed so much for all of us. So that's why I work so hard and I work so much just because I don't want to, like, you know, I want them to be proud. And I think that's why I'm such a workaholic, and it's full on guilt. And I know that it is, and it's fine, but I, you know, learn how to deal with it. But now I'm more of a balance, but like, they have made so much sacrifices for us. So I just really, you know, want to give that respect to them. And
there is of course guilt, but then also it's like they are so proud of you. Like, I can't even imagine, like, we talked about this when I, on our call last week, but like, and I know like, and maybe your parents are much more, you know, in touch with their emotions than my Asian parents are, but even if they don't say it to you, like, I'm sure like they just are beaming with pride because of everything you have accomplished, you know?
I think of my family is similar to yours. We don't talk about feelings.
Yeah.
And I think to them, they show feelings, or they show love by giving us stuff, like providing us the shelter, providing us a good life. And, you know, all these things that's very important to them that they never had. So all this stuff is, that's why they do all these things for us. And, they're no longer with me. I lost my dad 3 years ago, and my mom about like 9 years ago. So having that and knowing all this stuff is just like, oh my, that's why I'm so happy that I found a passion that I really love and continue doing it, just because it makes it easier. If I don't love what I do, it would be so hard, you know, to continue and then work this much. And Kirby knows, sometimes she comes in like 10 o'clock at night and be like, yeah. She's like, I want to go home.
Whenever he makes time for me, I just show up. Like, literally, like, I am texting with Amanda, Maddie. Yeah. Hey, can you come in an hour early? Actually, now it's an hour late. Whenever you need me, I take the whole day off and I just make sure I'm available.
When Kirby, you got sick, was it earlier this year? And you like were so bummed because you were like, you were going to miss your appointment, but you were also like kind of dying.
Yes.
And I was like,
truly, wow. Like the worst. Her
love for On is so deep.
I've never been that sick before. And I was in the hospital bed in the ER telling Patrick, but we have to get out of here by 12:30. My appointment's at 1. And he's like, bitch, you're not going to get your hair extensions done. Like, that is not something you're doing. And the realization it wasn't happening was so devastating to me. Good times, good times.
So funny. And then when my assistant told me that, they're like, I'm like, oh my God, no. It's, whatever. Whenever
she I was can, like, come in. I was like, Patrick.
And she's like, she feels so bad to miss it. I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah. I was literally like, Patrick, you have to call the salon and let them know that I am so sorry for doing this. And he's like, I think they're going to get it. You're literally in the ER right now. Anyways, so on, thank you for sharing that story about coming here and, you know, the sacrifices that your family made. I didn't even know that story. And so I feel just even that much more connected to you and like knowing like how you were raised and everything that you went through. And it truly does. It's such a reflection of your work ethic. Like, you are the hardest working man I have ever met. So yeah, I know that your parents are looking down and they're very, very proud of everything that you've accomplished. And there's only going to be more. There's only going to be way more.
Yes.
So you are known for creating the lived-in haircut. This is the haircut that, like, you see all over Pinterest. It's all over Instagram. Often imitated, never duplicated, people.
Uh-uh.
And, you know, when people are like, what, like, what can I do? I want to get the on, you know, haircut. How do I get the lived-in hair? I'm like, you better make an appointment. I don't know what else to tell you. So
you got to book a ticket. Yeah.
So, but actually, I would love to know this. Like, you and you have an amazing team that I love so, so dearly. They're probably getting DMs from your fans, clients, everyone all the time that maybe can't make it in regularly to see you. So, like, how can you talk about how you created your signature style, A? And then B, like, should, is there anything people can ask for when they go to their stylist and maybe say, hey, I'm into this haircut. This is kind of what I'm looking for.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I've been doing hair for like over 19 years, going on 20. And I think when I was in fashion school, Kate Moss was such an inspiration for me, just because I love her effortless, carefree, I don't care, you know, style. And one thing that's really, you know, stand out to me was like when she, when, you know, just so many photos and of her and stuff like that. And there was this one photo of her in the bed, and her hair is kind of messy. It looks like it was done the day or the day before, a couple of days or a day before. And it was so like undone and kind of like messy, but done, you know? And I'm like, oh, I would love that look all the time, you know? And I think this is really sexy. And I think it's really like, just gives you that carefree without being too messy. And just like, it's really cool. It's a really cool, cool girl look. And it's still feminine and still pretty, but it's like, yeah, I don't care, you know? So, you know, I think one thing is like, yes, you can style like that. And then it does take time to style like that. But like, imagine having a haircut that just, you can wear it like that all the time, or if your texture allows it, or you can maybe manipulate the texture and the layers so it looks like you don't have to do much and you can just wash and go. So I was trying to find ways to cut it and stuff like that, and I finally found a way that to cut this and to make it look something like that. If your hair, you know, permits the waves, or if you have straight hair, you can look something like that, you know. So over the years of doing different types of techniques and different combination, I found lived-in hair. And that was my draw of inspiration was Kate Moss. And it was that effortless. And it's not new. Like, this whole concept is not new. But it's like trying to find a way that you can replicate it consistently. I think that's one thing that us hairdressers always, and you guys will experience this too, is like, you know, being a consumer is like, one thing I always ask my clients, I'm like, how do you like this? How you love this? And they're like, why did you leave your last hair, like hairstylist and stuff like that? And they're like, it's consistency. And being consistent, it's very important, you know, and also being able to change and stuff like that. It's very important as well. But like being consistent, like, especially if I'm going to go to my dentist, like, I love what you did last time. Like, this veneer is amazing. Don't change it up. And he goes in and like change it into like full on white. And then like, perfect teeth. I'm like, ew, I hate this, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, something like whatever, your dermatologist, like being consistent is so hard, especially when we're like performing services and stuff like that. Cause you know, everyone is pretty much an artist in their field, you know? So
yep.
I found a way to like cut this consistently on different types of texture and different type of hair on different like ages and stuff like that. I'm like, ooh, this is kind of cool. Even though sometimes I do get like, you know, I'm like, oh my God, when is a bob going to be out? Or when is a lob's going to do it? And like, you know, remember how we talked? Oh my God. Yeah. Remember we did that long time ago.
The first time I ever met On, I did a video.
Oh my God, I forgot
that. It was literally like, I think 3 months into the salon opening when Ramirez Tran first opened. And I went and interviewed On about the bob the bob. And it was like when Jennifer Lawrence and like all these other people were getting the bob. And so On cut the front desk receptionist hair from like literally like past her boobs to her under her ear. She looked amazing. And it was interesting because now since I've like gotten to know On, you hate trends. Like you hate like the trendy stuff. Like the questions like, what are going to be the big trends this year? You're like, oh God, I hate trends. I'm like, I just need three answers, dude. Just three answers. Yeah. That's all I need for this quote. Just make it up, man.
Yeah.
Three answer. Any.
None. But like we did that video. And so to your point, like, you know, one thing I think people, when they see your page, especially on Instagram, it's like your calling card at this point. Mm-hmm. They see consistency with the haircuts. Everybody has their own unique take on lived in. They all have these unique things that make them appear different, but the ethos of the haircut. I know this sounds so deep, but the ethos of the haircut is the same, which is true. It's really true. Like, go and look at his page, guys. The like curly hair versus the straight hair. Like, there is a technique that he's using consistently for all of them, but they all look so different. It's amazing.
And like, there's like I feel like people take for granted like how far a good quality haircut can go. Mm-hmm. You know, like people don't want to pay like a certain amount, or they'll just like go from stylist to stylist to stylist. But like once you find someone like On who can like create this consistent haircut, and then you don't have to go in as often and your hair looks good in all stages, you know?
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's actually a big point in my opinion, because it's not the styling does help, of course, but the cut is what really matters. It's what makes it look good when it's air dried and when it's actually styled with a hot tool.
Yeah, it keeps the shape more.
Yep. So On, like, obviously, I'm not asking you to give away your own trade secrets or anything here, but if somebody can't get to you and there's like no sign of you coming anywhere near them, is there something that they should say or ask from their stylist? Or I know that you travel around the country educating different stylists. Is there a place that people can look to see if there's a stylist near them that is trained with you?
Yes, there is. I created a page for alumni.
Oh, cool.
And also for clients. So I promote this advertise it on my page where because I get clients be like, I'm from Boston, I can't go to New York, stuff like that. I'm like, well, you can go on my page and then you can type in your zip code. And then therefore it can list all the people who took my class and what kind of class they've taken and how many classes they've taken. Of course, the more classes they've taken, the more known they understand it more and they know the haircuts more. So
totally.
They have different ratings, I guess, on it. So that really helps, because a lot of times they're like, I'm from New Zealand. Do you know anyone? I'm like, yeah, I'm the only one, you know, like it's hard to recommend someone. It's like, go on that page, take a look. And you know, maybe you get someone from Australia. It's kind of closer than LA.
What is, is it on your website?
Yes, it is on my website. And it's the, So LIH stands for Live In Hair, Certified Stylist.
Okay.
So it's basically on the menu. So if you go on my, it's just on the menu.
Got it.
It's like easy to look at.
Great.
And we'll include the link.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Great. I feel bad asking this question, but I gotta ask it. So you hate talking about hair trends, but.
I can talk about it.
Is there one look, like a specific look you think we'll see more of this year? And I know this year is hard because we're all in quarantine right now. So I don't know what people are just growing out their hair. But do you think that there is like a specific style that we'll be seeing a lot more of?
I think you're going to see a lot more shag. And it could be some variations of like, you know, something that's like more commercial shag, like a lot more layers, or something a little bit shorter so they don't have to come in as often, because who knows when this is going to happen again or when they can visit again.
Yeah.
You know, and because their stylist might be really, really busy. So I really think a lot more shorter haircuts going to come in, because when you have long hair and you haven't had a haircut in a while, it is so refreshing to get a nice short haircut that just feels really good and easy to do, that they can, you know, not do much to it. So I feel like a shorter, shaggier haircuts will definitely come in more. And then more, their natural texture is really
I'm like, I'm scared for your schedule, you know, when we all are allowed to return to normal.
You should be scared for me, Sarah. That's what you should be scared about, trying to get in to see him. That's
right. Well, yes, I'm definitely concerned.
We will always... we will always squeeze
you in.
I'm
just going to sneak attack in there. Surprise!
An's going to be working from like 6 till midnight every day.
Yeah, jeez. Okay. In your opinion, what are the biggest mistakes people make when it comes to their hair health? Like, do you think people do too much? Do they not do enough? What are some things that when you see a client, you're like, okay, you need to take it down a notch or start doing something?
I don't think they're conditioning your hair enough. So either they're not using the right conditioner or they're not using it enough. Because I always am like, do you have mask at home? They're like, yeah. I'm like, do you use it? They're like, no.
Yeah. I feel like masks.
It's the extra step that they don't want to, you know. So
what's the right way to condition your hair? Or is there a like the right conditioner? Like, how do you tell people to find the right conditioner?
So when I ask, I ask my assistant, because they do the shampoos and stuff like that, like, how did that feel in their hair? Like, when you use the smoothing conditioner or using the smoothing shampoo, how does it feel? And then when they come back and they in my chair and we blow dry them and stuff like that, and it feels really good, I'm like, oh, this is actually really good on you. Or if you using too much protein, it dries out your hair, I'm like, you maybe should use moisturizer. Mm. So it's always like a recommendation, as far as like, because hair changes, you know, either you have too much highlights or you don't do enough, or if you don't do enough, it gets heavy. So you have to switch out your conditioner shampoo. Mm. So there's always a balance between those two, you know? So in the pH balance, it's like too much protein, it makes your hair brittle. Too much moisture, it makes your hair flatten. So it's always between those two that you have to, you know, balance yourself. So I recommend my clients like have both set at home. So if your hair feels dry, use moisture. If your hair feels too limp, bring back the protein, you know, or bring back the volume. You know, if they don't have like a lot of highlights, then bring back the volume. And then therefore it'll be always balanced, because it's like eating, and I'm pretty sure it's like skincare.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes your hair, I mean, so your face feels really dry, or sometimes it's like over oil. Mm-hmm. And you can't use the same thing every day, all the time, you know, so.
It's having a hair wardrobe. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about the new wave. You make it look so incredibly easy on your Instagram. My sister asks me all the time, how can she do it? Because she's scared of burning herself at home. Do you have any tips for how, you know, regular old people like us can achieve the new wave at home?
Using the current iron. So I understand.
Oh my God.
With your wigs?
Yeah.
When I first started using the Marcel, like, I had so many burns on my necks and my ears. Like, it was... But worth it, because it's still my favorite curling iron.
You people are crazy. Why the hell are you using Marcel's? I cannot. I'm not capable.
It changed my life. It changed
whatever.
My life.
Whatever. When An tells me about using the Marcel, I'm like, that's a professional thing. Get on with it. Little did I know, Sarah's over here like whipping it around her
it
whole entire head.
It actually does. It does better waves.
Oh, damn. Then
I know it does. It does. It really, really does. Because you can control the amount of pressure that you're putting on the waves. So. But it's harder to use because it turns so much, and that's what happened to my neck.
Can you, for people obviously that can't see what's happening because this is an audio medium, what is a Marcel iron? Like, what does it look like and how does it work?
So I'm pretty sure a lot of people have the spring-loaded one. So the spring-loaded one, you press a button, you press that little whatever, that lever, and it
has a clamp.
The clamp, and it opens up the other end. So the Marcel is basically, imagine there's two handles. One is smaller and the other one is bigger. And then it's almost like, Amanda explained this really well, by the way. She's like, it's like the chopsticks of curling irons. because there's like this two handles, uh-huh. and then you have to slide two fingers in between the handles and the other two fingers on top of the handles in order to like open and close it. So you have to do this kind of like
we're all trying to do it
configuration with your fingers, and then that's how you open and close it. So it's hard sometimes when you're not used to it, and then knowing that, yes, one thing, but twirling it is a whole different thing, because after you do that, you have to like, you know, gather all your fingers and then twirl it like this, and then you're going to do the opposite direction. It's like the other way around. So you have to get used to it. And I think all my assistants who have ever assisted me, like one thing they bit is like they don't know how to use it. But once they graduate, they are so good with it because it becomes a part of the hands. And the way you curl it is so much faster than the spring loaded. So it is more for professional, but if you do not use it on yourself, the waves comes a lot better. It's prettier and softer.
And it's because, yeah, you have the control over like how much
pressure.
Heat essentially you're and pressure you're applying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
But you don't have to use it to create a new wave.
You don't have to use it. No. So new wave, honestly, the new wave, I love creating with the flat iron, by the way. And lately I've been only using with the flat iron just because I feel like it's more relatable. Because when I do it on my doll heads and on myself, I feel like it's easier to explain, especially to consumer, because I have consumer audience and also professional audience. So them, like it speaks clear to both parties. So, and also I have a new toy. That's why I've been playing with it for a very long time. So every day.
Oh,
it's not mine. It's from Dyson. So it's the Dyson Corral.
Oh, yeah. The Corral. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it's so good.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, wait.
I've been trying to, so Kirby and I went to a little desk side and who was the
Matthew.
Oh my God.
He's like my best friend.
He's amazing. And he taught us how to use it. Cause I am strictly like a curling iron person to create waves. Like I never use straighteners cause I just feel like it always looks crimped instead of a wave. But the way that he taught us how to use it, I was like, oh, I can actually do this.
So
it's amazing.
Totally. One thing I always tell my clients, if they ever want to do a combination, which is a really cool look, by the way, to use the flat iron for new wave and then the curling iron for lived in waves. And when you do them both, it's such a cool texture. It looks really natural. It looks the most natural to me than just lived in.
How do you section your hair off and like which hair sections do you do?
So I usually do horizontal. So uh-huh. You section one piece and section, you keep on going up. You work from the bottom on to the top. First one, you do new wave. So you take the flat iron. So you have two irons with you. Flat iron, this. Maybe we should do a tutorial with you guys. That would be amazing.
Yes.
That would be cool.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we do that? That would be cool. Oh my God, let's do that in the next whatever session. I'm cool with that. So one flat iron, next section. Pick up a curling iron or a Marcel, curl it and drag. Okay. And even the same thing when you do with the regular curling iron, you curl. And then at the end, you take the clip and you just click and drag. So you get the a more straighter ends and you set that down and then you take the next section and you do new wave. So it's alternating between new, live, new, nif. And then when you shake it out, because the live, I mean, the new is undulating like this, so it adds volume.
Okay, so can we describe this real quick? The new wave is almost, it has like an S, it has like a curve to it, right? It's like, it's more of a curve.
It's coming out of your head.
Yeah, it looks more like a hill and a valley, a hill and a valley.
Yeah, and you're creating it horizontally, so that's why.
And then the lived in is more cylinder, right?
Side to side.
Okay, and it goes side to side. So it's adding that volume.
So when you shake that out, exactly.
Okay. I love this. You I actually would really love if you would give us a tutorial on this because we all have our curling iron and we also have the Dyson. So
let's do it.
Oh my God.
We should totally do it. Great. We're going to figure that out. Okay, cool. So I want to move on to this next question. I know the answer.
No trends.
Should we be trimming our own hair right now?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Why? It's because, oh my God, I been watching so many YouTube videos of like boyfriend trimming the girlfriend's hair, and I'm like, I don't know. I guess it's passable because it's just like one length. It's like, that's all, you know. But when you do one length, it's like, yes, you do it fine. But when you tilt forward, you have all these little like loose hair on the front. So it's like, if you become desperate, I guess. But if you do, just like bring everything forward and just trim the ends a tiny bit and that's it. But there's a way around it. Use a really great mask. Use home remedy mask for your hair. In the meantime, just take care of your hair.
Yeah.
Just make it so I have really, really healthy condition. So when you come back into your hairdresser, you can bleach the hell out of it, cut it off, you know?
Yes.
Style, like braid your hair. I don't know. Like put your hair in a bun or do something. Like you don't have to cut it. Like, and then if you see split ends, just mend the ends by conditioner or oil or, you know, some kind of remedy. Okay.
I'm glad you said that.
That's my hair.
Because I've been looking at my split ends and I'm like, oh my God, what should I do? But I'm just going to go put some oil on them and call it a day. Can I ask?
Wait, hold on.
What?
Why don't I send you guys some Melbourne?
Oh my God, yes.
That would be amazing.
I would love that.
They're so huge on hair care.
Yeah.
They're really huge on hair care.
And I love the way all this stuff smells. Yeah, I'll talk to Jennifer too.
Yes.
Can you tell us how often we should be getting trims? Like, let's say we weren't in this current situation. How often do you tell your clients to come in to get a trim for their hair?
So let's say if someone has a bob length and they want to keep it consistently bob or lob or around the area. So if someone has really thick hair, I would say 3 months, 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
If someone has like finer hair and they don't mind the grow out, because when it grows out, it goes into different stages. You know, it gets like long and I don't know. It's really like a lot of my clients are like, I don't have to come in as often because in each different stage, it just like forms into its own kind of look.
Yes, good.
Yeah. So that makes me happy. So it would be like 4 to 5 months. And if someone has long hair, it'll be like 5 to 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, I have clients that they don't come in for a year and then they see me yearly and I'm like, and they feel so bad. I'm like, please don't feel bad. Like, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You invest in a good haircut and it just lasts. And I think that's one thing that's really important. Like, same thing when you invest in good teeth or you invest in good skin, it lasts.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to come in all the time and get it done again. So if you divide all that months that you don't come in, it pretty much the same.
Yeah.
As much as when you come in all the time. So it's like an investment. Like, and same thing with like when you invest in good things, like you don't have to buy it often.
Yeah,
so. That's true. And I can speak to this when I go, I see on what every 8, 9, sometimes we'll push 10 weeks just because I have my tape-ins usually. So he's actually just reapplying the tape-ins, but then he'll do some dusting to like get rid of the little, you know, splits in my hair. And then sometimes I'll be like, what do I need a trim? Like, what do we need to do? And sometimes he'll be like, yeah, it's time. We need to like cut off some length or do something different. But most of the time he's like, it's great. Feels good. Let's just keep making sure we're moisturizing and things like that. So,
yeah. And you're really good at that. So I think that's one thing that you take care of your hair. So it makes my life easy.
Thanks, Anne.
Okay. So I think on the flip side of that is, you know, you're encouraging everyone to embrace the length of their hair right now. Everyone trying to just grow their hair out if they can. For those of us who are trying to grow our hair out, do you have any tips for things that we should be doing? You know, whether that's certain products we should be using, supplements we should be taking, breaks we should be taking from hot tools.
Well,
what can we be doing?
I don't really say this enough. And I think going over to Asia, really realized that we don't talk about our scalp as much in the States. We really don't. And especially going there, I got a really amazing head scalp experience in Korea and Japan. I'm just like, wow. It almost makes my, like, you know, when you just got a facial with your face, you're like, oh my God, my skin felt like I can breathe. Like when I did that treatment or I know Melbourne has some stuff here and I use it, it just makes my follicle breathe. And I think that's so important for health of your hair. So you can get hair loss, so you can, you know, because all that clog you know, pores is not good for your skin or your follicles on your head. So I need to talk more about skin. I mean, about scalp therapy and stuff like that. So they do have a line for scalp, and I use it every other day, and it's really, really fantastic. So I think one thing is like, make sure your scalp is very clean, that you cleanse your scalp. And if you're growing it out, condition your ends. You know, make sure that the conditioner works, because sometimes when you use the same conditioner over and over and over, it doesn't feel like it's working. So maybe like use a really intense conditioner mask on, you know, once a week, and then the rest is like use the other one that's not as intense. I've been taking a lot of collagen. I don't know. Do you guys think it works? I feel like it works for me, because it feels like my skin looks better. You know, I'm 45, so I have to make sure that
On looks like he's 25.
Truly.
If that.
You're too kind.
It's bonkers. I do think collagen works. I've seen that there's actually been studies, like 8-week studies, that have shown that collagen does help with like certain skin aspects and like hair and nail growth, which I think is really interesting. It's like a very limited study, but there is proof that it does work. I've been actually putting collagen powder and my coffee every day since we've started this isolation thing, and I never used to do that before, and I feel like my skin like overall has been more bouncy and has like a little bit more life to it, and I feel like it's actually helping my hair. Like my hair feels so soft, and I mean, I of course I'm taking really good care of it, but I just feel like it's a little bit more sturdy and strong as well. I know that sounds weird to say, but I feel like has some,
no,
like,
I think it's
strength
true.
To it.
Okay, good.
It's also like, I feel like with the collagen powders and supplements and things like that, it's just, it's consistency. Like you really have to use it every day, and then you're not going to see results like immediately, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it works.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Good. So, I mean, I'm glad I asked you girls, because I do take about 6 pills. I don't do powders. I just take pills. I'm just rather just like do it all at once. And I take it every morning, and I love it. And I put it in a Ziploc bag, and my assistant makes fun of me because, like, what is it? Your vitamins? Because they're like 20-something. They're like, we don't need
Hey, Amanda and Maddie, like, come on now.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll learn soon.
I'm like, oh, okay, I'm 45.
Okay, but hold on. Can we just – we need to bring up the hot assistants that On has. Amanda and Maddie – the thirst traps that I see these girls post, so hot, honestly. I'm like, these girls are babes. They're walking billboards for like On's hair, but like, honestly, they're so hot. So everyone go check them out.
I love them. I have to say, without my team, I am nothing, because they really, really, I love them. I miss them so much. I text Nally and I text Alex. Alex is my third assistant, and it's just like,
oh, Alex, yeah.
Yeah, Alex is the quiet one. He's so nothing says nothing. And the other two girls are just like, they're like his bosses.
No, he just deals with it. He just deals with them.
He's like, okay, whatever you guys want.
Aw, love Alex.
I love him. But I thank you to my team. I just want to say that.
Aww. That's really sweet.
We love them too. Okay, so let's do this rapid fire. We're almost done with you, we promise. We're not going to keep you too much longer. I know. So this rapid fire, honestly, you can explain as much as you want or as little as you want. They're just quick questions that we're asking you for your opinion on.
Yes.
Okay? So how often should you be washing your hair?
Well, I would say every other day, you know, if it depends on what type of hair texture you have. So if you notice that your scalp gets really oily, then you should wash it every other day or every 2 days. Because when your scalp gets too oily, it clogs the pores. Okay. And when your scalp gets too oily because it's overproducing oil, because it thinks that your scalp is dry from washing every single day. And if you do want to wash it every day, like I know some people like me, I wash my hair every day, even though I don't have to. I just feel clean. I love clean hair when I go to bed. I don't know, because I feel like if I have like stuff on my product, on my pillow, I break out. It's just one thing that I always feel like weird about. So I use like a scalp shampoo. So that helps to clean out my scalp.
Okay.
So it cleans up buildup and stuff like that. Even though I shampoo every day, it's just more gentle on my scalp than a harsh shampoo. you know, so that's what I use. But it all depends.
I feel so validated.
What?
I said I feel so validated because I wash my hair every other day because I have, like, my hair gets oily if I don't. And I feel like I don't like to tell everyone because they'll be like, that's not good for your hair. You're overwashing it. I'm
like, but you know what's really interesting, Sarah?
What?
In Asia, people wash their hair every day.
Right. And they have the most beautiful, shiny locks ever.
Yeah, all right. Because it's the right shampoo conditioner. I'm gonna send you the Melbourne scalp shampoo and conditioner to both you guys, okay. And also the other one too, the regular one, so you guys can experience the scalp. The scalp is amazing. Like it's really awesome. Cool. Amazing.
Yeah. Speaking of scalp,
how can you get rid of dandruff or like a flaky scalp?
I would say scalp shampoo and conditioner. It helps to like basically if. But then again, sometimes I feel like it's seasonal because I do have clients who like, they do use like really good stuff for like their dandruff shampoos and stuff like that, or the scalp shampoo and stuff like that. They still get it because either the weather's too dry or they're using too much during this winter, they use too much heater. Mm. So it just dries it out and it gets flaky. So it's, you know, but if they can use a little more gentle stuff, not too harsh, then it won't get so flaky. And it just helps to moisturize your scalp. But not make it oily, just moisturize it. Just like how you moisturize your skin.
Can you prevent split ends? Is there a way to do that?
No.
Great.
I mean, it's just where... Cool. well, I mean, you can, but I mean, we can prolong it by using more conditioner, you know, better products for your hair. But if you curl your hair a lot, you know, highlight your hair a lot and then you blow dry it and you do all these things on a daily basis, all that stuff adds up and eventually you just need a haircut.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's for. And it keeps on splitting. It just happened, but you can prolong it by using moisturizer and all the, you know, good conditioning.
Okay. Your favorite length of hair to cut, if you could pick favorites.
Oh gosh. I say more than personality. I think if I get a client, and it's really true though, I'm not just saying that because I want to be PC, but I really love it when clients come in, they're like, fully trust me. And then they're like, do whatever you feel like best. And, you know, have guidelines as well. Like, you know, I swim, I pick up my kids. I have 10 minutes for my hair every day. Like, give me guidelines, because guidelines is very important. I don't want you to come in and be like, do anything you want. I'm like, well, okay, what's your lifestyle like? What is anything you want, you know? So give me guidelines and then I'll be like, okay, let's do this. And then they're like full on trust and just, I love that. Then it'll be like a good collaboration that you can fully trust me and I fully trust them. And then it's just like a really good energy flowing, you know? But, and as far as the length goes, it can be any length.
Cool.
Really, really any length. I like it all.
What is your favorite hair product to use on a person?
Favorite hair product to use on a person. I would say I still love the texture spray.
Oh, from Milbon?
Yeah. I just spray that so much. Like, I love, 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 love.
What is it? What does it do?
It's the one that they have is really great because it's not super drying. You know, some texturizing spray, you spray it in and you just can't run your hands through it. It's just still really stuck. This has a balance between texture spray and dry shampoo. So it gives you balance, it gives you movement, and you can still play with it. It's flexible, it's versatile. You can, you know, give it a lot more volume by just massaging your scalp because of the products that's in there. Mm. So, and when it does spray, it doesn't make it white. Like it doesn't have a white powder. And actually they told me it has clear powder.
Oh.
So that's why it doesn't come out white. And I'm like, oh, no wonder why I love it, because I use it on like a lot of like brunette head. I'm like, sometimes you don't shake it up too well, it leaves white streaks on different other products. But this one, you don't have to shake it up too well. It's a clear powder.
Need that.
It's really cool. I didn't know that until they told me. I'm like, oh, I love all the technical aspect. Yeah.
Okay. Last question for rapid fire. What is your favorite hair tool to use?
Now or ever? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Now. I would say my favorite tool to use is the Dyson Corel because I love the technology, because I'm a technology nerd. Look at this. Look at my tattoo. It's machine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm serious. Like, I love taking, like, Kirby knows.
How have I not seen that? That's crazy,
Kirby,
though. I've never.
His arms are moving too fast when he's cutting your hair.
How can you not like, see this?
Oh my god! I know. I guess I never have just been like, let me see your forearm.
And then you can see my back on my Instagram. It's true. They're wings, but you know what's what's inside those wings? Circuit boards.
Wow, are you a robot?
Oh my god!
I'm a robot.
That makes all the sense in the world. That's why you work so much. You're a robot.
Totally.
Exactly. Well, that's why I got this tattoo, because I'm like, they're like, why you want to get this tattoo in your forearm? I'm like, this is what's underneath my arm. I know. I'm such a nerd.
You're such a nerd. I love it.
I love it. I love
it. So that's yeah. I love that because it has a lot of technology and it's like, and one thing that I mean, this is not the most important thing. It's like on the edge of the wait. Let me show you.
Show me.
So on the edge of this, and then I'll let you guys go. I can talk forever. You see this right here?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What does that do?
That's tourmaline.
Yeah.
It's this.
Oh.
So it's a crystal or a metal form that helps to smooth out and not frizz your hair. But also I wear it because it repels bad energy.
Oh my god.
Cool, huh?
More reason to use the Dyson Corral, man.
I know. When they told me that.
That's why it's worth the $600. What is it? $500.
Okay. So this is our last question on. This has been obviously a very interesting, bizarre, trying time. Not only, for families and things like that, but for the hair community in general. You guys rely on having people in your chair to be able to touch their hair. And, unfortunately we haven't been able to do things like that in over like 45 days or something at this point. So what can we be doing to help out our local stylists right now?
For you guys, consumer, maybe you guys should get gift cards or don't cancel your appointments and maybe make future appointments. And, I don't know. Some people do house calls now, so it all depends. It just all depends. I mean, just as long as you guys know or they know the hairdressers that you have to come with precaution. You have to like wear a mask. You have to like sanitize your thing, and you have to like make sure that you're just prepared. Like I'm preparing all this stuff before when I get back to work. I think the first city I'm going back to is Miami, because I think Miami is going to open on the 15th for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to Miami on June. And with that, I'm buying, like we have a lot of masks that we're traveling with. And then we also have UV disinfection. So you guys get your nails done, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's a box that they have. It's called the UV ray, disinfection.
Yep.
So that kills 99% of the germs.
Yep.
So it's like wiping things down. So I have a hard time wiping my scissors down. Like I can't imagine wiping everything down. So every client, I have to put it back in there and then sanitize it. And all the combs and all the brushes and stuff like that. And then we also have a rod that I bought. It's almost, it looks like this, and it's like, it has lighting, and it just like, you can scan through things and it cleans it.
Oh
it's
my
so
god.
Cool.
That's like
So all that stuff is very important.
Great.
What show was that on Real World where they would do it in the rooms, Kirby? Where they would like examine the bedroom?
I can't. No.
Big Brother? Something like that? I don't know.
Catfish? I don't even remember.
No. I'll send it to you.
But I actually have one of those boxes for my mouth guard that I have to wear at night.
Yeah. Mm.
I put it in there every morning and click the button and let it do its thing, and it disinfects it, because obviously I'm putting it in my mouth. I want it to be clean.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask how you feel about flying to Miami in June. Are you nervous? Excited? No.
I'm excited. I'll be prepared. I think, I'll wear a mask, and I don't know. I don't know about this, but like, I feel like we've been exposed to it a lot earlier than what what they found out to it, mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, I travel quite a bit, so I might have been exposed to it before, and maybe I have the antibiotics and stuff like that, but I just prepare, just be really clean and just be very cautious. Like when you do go back to work, it's like your clients have to wear a mask, you have to wear a mask, and you have to sanitize everything. So until they find a vaccine. But yeah, you know, it's not gonna, I don't feel like this is gonna,
yeah,
totally
hinder us, you know. It's just a new norm. It's almost like when your parents like, go clean your room, it's like, do I have to? The more you like if you just do it, you get it done.
Totally.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to change the way that we interact for, you know, not only a couple of months, but like the next year, maybe even more.
Maybe.
Masks are going to be the new normal. I think that's just going to be something that we're all like very, very used to come the end of the year.
We'll be in like Japan. They're all super clean wearing masks over there.
Yeah, seriously. And also, I don't know if you read Susan Miller Astrology Zone, but she has been very adamant that in the summer, we're going to be fine, but it's going to come back even worse in the winter, which is what a lot of people are saying. So I'm like, we got to figure out how to operate given the circumstances, you know? So, okay, that's it. That's it. We spent, we took up so much of your time, so much time of yours.
Yeah, oh my God.
But we thank you for...
This was so much fun.
This was...
So much fun.
Wait.
It went by like that.
It did. And then on Let's Figure It Out, let's do like a tutorial where you teach like Sarah and I how to do the new wave.
Yes. I would love that.
Yeah, I would love that. The new wave and the live-in.
We'll sync up with Jen and we'll figure that out.
I'm so game. I'm not going anywhere. So.
Neither are we. Perfect.
All right, guys. I'm on. Thank you so much for your amazing story and for sharing it with us. I say this to you all the time. I love you so much. I'm so glad we met. Aww. You are such a joy to have in my life. And I just really am so thankful for your friendship. So thank you for everything that you do and how you make me feel. And thank you for, thank you for sharing your story. Brought me to tears.
Yeah.
Love it.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you.
Guys, if you want to see more from the amazing Anko Tran, follow him on Instagram. And he has so many other amazing pages that you can follow too. Just to learn more about hair, I follow them all. I'm not a professional, but I feel like I get a lot of really interesting information from them. So follow along. And you guys know where to find us too. We're Los Angeles Pod on Instagram and Twitter and on Facebook. Look us up and join our Facebook group. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Bye, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.